nearly every estate had those keepers. There was gardeners, there was, estate workers. And, you know, some elderly people had retired, and a couple of lovely old ladies, Mrs. Fraser, who lived, well, latterly they lived in the schoolhouse. They still had the oil lamps. I don't think they ever had the electricity. They did the most wonderful craft work, you know, beautiful lace and embroidered things. Amazing family.
And they were just two sisters living on their own?
Sisters. Mm-hmm. Yes. They used to have a Podium Trap, I remember. They used to go down the glen with a Podium Trap. And they lived there till they died. There was when we moved up for it first, it tended to be more elderly people, you know, or more mature people, because children were young. There weren't very many young people for them to play with. And I remember when Sandy started school, he was quite a shy child, you know, and all of a sudden meeting all those children from the village.
And he came to the school in the village?
Down the village, there was a school taxi driven down.
A taxi
and
took
I think his first week at school he spent in the garden with the schoolmaster's dog. But then Alec and Sheila, they moved up, you know, and then they had a family, and then the Henrys had a family, and there's a lot of young people. And then Jean and Andrew, of course, they were married a week after us, you know, at Wood End, you know.
Yes.
They used to come up and visit us quite a lot. And we used to have some good Kayleys too, home entertainment.
Yes, I was going to say, was there much home entertainment? Did many people play?
Oh, yeah. Well, the dead, yes. Actually, in Tomatin, they used to have a sort of fiddle orchestra, you know. They used to play at various things. Ian played the accordion, and he used to play at dances and things. Even Andrew Mackay played the accordion too for a bit, and they had a band at one time. And there's another young fellow played the guitar and that. They used to go round all the various little villages playing at dances. And we had various Kayleys and things. We had the old Freeburn Hotel then, of course, too, and they used to. A lot of entertainment went on there.
Right.
Sometimes impromptu.
Well, sometimes that's the best.
So there was quite a lot of entertainment about. And concerts in the village hall. Concerts and dances, of course. The village hall was just next door to me. And that was an old building which I think had probably been rescued from the First World War, or Second World War, which was put up. I heard a story that they carried it up from somewhere up Station Road, but whether that was right or not, I'm not sure.
What do you think? It had been a drill hole for the First World War, yes.
Something like that. That's very good, because a lot of people, I suppose there was no television and people just wanted to socialise. A lot of people turned out for dances and quiz drives.
What facilities were there at the hall? Was it just a room or was there a kitchen?
It was a big room, and there was a little sort of ante room as well. Men used to take a little hip flask, and then if they wanted a drink, they went out for it. And the women too, of course. There was a bit which was called the cart shed, I don't know why they called it cart shed, where people sat. People who weren't dancing could sit there, you know, and
outside?
No, inside. There was always so much going on, I don't think many people did sit down.
No.
And then, of course, in the 60s we had the new hall along at, where it's still standing along there, you know, the sports hall now.
Well, that was built by subscription, wasn't it, people?
It was in the 60s it was built.
It was the 60s it was
built. The 60s it was built. Mrs. Boyd, who had Kayla here, I think she was the one that gave them the ground, you know. But we used to have some very good concerts and various things there, too, you know. And people used to turn out for that sort of thing. Nowadays you try to get something up, you never know whether anybody's going to turn up or not. That's a trouble.
No.
So any other distraction, they used to show films. I'm not quite sure how it all worked out. It must have been some sort of travelling. Well, it started out very, very ancient, where it's like people being tied to railway tracks. I need to come back and follow me for the sequel. But it was good fun.
Yeah.
And of course, when you got your television first, that was an amazing thing. Well, Granny and Grandpa had it before we had, so we used to go over and watch. Well, the children used to like some of those children's programs, you know, like Andy Pandy.
Yes, Wooden Tops.
Wooden Tops. And then, of course, and Granny loved the things like the White Heather Club and these programs. So we used to watch, go over and watch.